You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
From ABC News, World News This Year. I'm Chuck Sievertson in New York. Coming up,
some of the first Hamas missiles seen around 6:30 in the morning.
Hamas has shown itself to be an enemy of civilization.
Ukrainian troops are really fighting to survive.
The flames moved quicker than humans could run. A strong wind hit Maui on August 8th.
The speaker has not been elected.
Donald Trump's year of indictments.
We need someone who's going to take America to a better place.
Investors are hopeful that after 11 rate hikes since March of 2022, the central bank could start cutting rates.
I never thought I'd grow up and get a bullet in my leg, and it's just Why do people do this?
The people and events that made headlines when World News This Year continues.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
For Americans, you only have to say two words, 9/11. And this year, Israel suffered an attack that has seared a new date into minds and hearts, October 7th. On land and through the air, in an operation years in the making, Hamas launching a terror strike, killing well over 1,000 Israelis, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Hamas has shown itself to be an enemy of civilization. The massacring of young people in an outdoor music festival, the butchering of entire families, the murder of parents in front of their children, and the murder of children in front of their parents.
ABC's David Muir takes us back to those devastating and deadly first few hours.
Some of the first Hamas missiles seen around 6:30 in the morning in the sky above a music festival in southern Israel, not far from the Gaza border. By 8 a.m., young people could be seen running for their lives amid the rockets, the gunfire, the grenades. Mikhail Ohana hiding in a car. Then gunshots. She gets out. She runs. She's in tears. 9:12 a.m., Mikhail is hiding, an Israeli tank sheltering her. Then running again, more gunfire. She hid for 6 hours and survived. Video circulating online showing people hiding behind cars, any place they could find. A staggering 260 people were killed here. At the same time, not far from that festival, the horror unfolding elsewhere. The haunting surveillance images posted online showing the beginning of the terror just after sunrise in Be'eri, a kibbutz not far from the Gaza border. Shortly before 7 a.m., two heavily armed Hamas militants right outside the gate. Crouching down, one on his stomach, peering under that gate. Then walking to the security window, smashing it, and crawling in. Moments later, a car pulls up to the gate, the terrorists waiting to ambush them. As the gate opens, one attacker walks toward them and fires, killing them. Minutes later, the attackers can be seen from another camera, walking through the center of Paris, hunting for civilians.
Hundreds of hostages torn from friends and family and taken into Gaza, setting off what has been weeks of war. Israeli bombs and rockets pounding Gaza, forcing millions from their homes. Deaths in Gaza, according to the Hamas-run health ministry, over 20,000 people. But in late November, hope, a ceasefire, and a prisoner exchange, with our Jordana Miller, Matt Gutman, and Inez de la Quatera reporting day after day.
Another 14 Israeli hostages freed and back on Israeli soil.
In today's batch, the fourth batch in four consecutive days, 9 children and 2 women.
12 hostages being released tonight. They are all Israelis.
But it fell apart after a week, and now Israeli officials warn the war may go on for months. Grinding toward the 2-year mark, the war between Russia and Ukraine. And toward the end of 2023, worries about flagging support in the West for Ukraine. Congressional Republicans refusing any new aid till there's a deal on border security. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We want to get this funding as soon as we can. And obviously, it looks like it's going to be more like early, into January.
In Ukraine, ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
Ukrainian troops are really fighting to survive and hold on to positions on the front lines in eastern Ukraine, where Russia has been slowly advancing in recent weeks. Moscow now has the initiative in the war, with the Ukrainian military confirming it has stopped all offensive operations because of a lack of munitions.
This year also saw the deadliest wildfire ever recorded. Nearly 100 people killed when fire roared across part of Hawaii.
The flames moved quicker than humans could run. As strong wind hit Maui on August 8th, something sparked flames in multiple areas of the island, believed to have been downed power lines in the wind. But the flames have moved through the picture-perfect town of Lahaina, destroyed everything in their path.
This is not a safe place to be.
Lahaina was gone, the flames leaving behind colorless gray ruin against the bright blue Pacific Ocean. Little was left.
A very historic place with a lot of history that is just totally been erased, you know.
And so many lives were lost.
I'm still trying to process it. I don't know if I'll ever get over it. I lost my town. I lost my house.
Lahaina is trying to heal in uniquely Hawaiian ways, but it's still in ruins. Clearing debris could take many more months. Alex Stone, ABC News.
On Capitol Hill, it wasn't the Republicans or Democrats reigning. For much of the year, it was dysfunction. In the middle of it, New York Republican Congressman George Santos facing nearly 24 federal fraud charges and a damning report from the House Ethics Committee.
The reality of it is it's all theater.
That theater ending in early December when he became just the 6th sitting member of Congress ever to be expelled. Back in the beginning of the year, the slim GOP majority in the House tried.
No member-elect having received a majority of the votes cast. A speaker has not been elected.
Over and over again.
No nominee having received the majority of the votes cast, a speaker has not been elected.
To elect a speaker, California's Kevin McCarthy denied repeatedly by a small group of Republicans, led in part by Florida's Matt Gaetz.
Mr. McCarthy doesn't have the votes today. He will not have the votes tomorrow, and he will not have the votes next week, next month, next year.
But McCarthy did, winning the gavel after 15 rounds of voting. Just 9 months later,
the office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
McCarthy became the first sitting speaker ever to be voted out, with conservative Republicans angry over a bill to avoid a government shutdown. Several weeks and several candidates later, Louisiana's Mike Johnson became speaker.
The Bible is very clear that God is the one that raises up those in authority.
And by the end of the year, Kevin McCarthy announced he was resigning from Congress.
Now, it is time to pursue my passion in a new arena.
The arena former President Trump found himself in for much of 2023, court.
Donald Trump's year of indictments.
Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment.
First, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg charged former President Trump with falsifying business records tied to the $130,000 hush payment to porn actress Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election.
34 false statements made to cover up other crimes.
Then, Special Counsel Jack Smith charged Trump with mishandling classified documents.
Our laws
that protect national defense information are critical.
2 months later, Smith returned a second indictment against Trump for election subversion, culminating in January 6th.
An unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy.
Trump faced a fourth indictment in Atlanta, where Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis charged Trump with trying to overturn the election results in Georgia.
Arising from a criminal conspiracy.
In each case, Trump has pleaded not guilty. The first trial scheduled for March, in the thick of the primaries, as Trump seeks the White House again. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Mr. Trump facing plenty of competition. President Biden in the race.
This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election.
On the Republican side, challengers like Nikki Haley.
We need someone who's going to take America to a better place.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
And I'm going to be able to do the job against all comers on the Democratic Party. They can bring whoever they want.
And political newcomer Vivek Ramaswamy.
I am going to be the person who's able to unite this country.
All looking to beat Mr. Trump to the nomination, though he's still well out in front in GOP polls. But in December, a shock decision by Colorado Supreme Court ruling the former president cannot appear on the state's ballot, pointing to his actions around January 6th.
The court accepted the argument that Trump engaged in insurrection in violation of the 14th Amendment. Lawsuits like this have come before courts in seven states, but this is the first time that President Trump has been deemed ineligible for office. But this is not the final word. The Trump campaign calling this ruling deeply undemocratic, adding that they will swiftly appeal to the United States Supreme Court.
The January 6th riot also playing out in court case after court case this year, with members of groups like the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers sent to prison after being found guilty of charges including seditious conspiracy. And for Enrique Tarrio, former leader of the Proud Boys.
Tarrio sentenced to more than 2 decades in prison, 22 years, the longest imposed thus far in connection with January 6th. Tarrio pleaded for leniency, calling January 6th a national embarrassment, saying, "I will have to live with that shame and disappointment for the rest of my life." But Judge Timothy J. Kelly calling Tarrio the ultimate leader of that conspiracy and saying that he has shown no remorse.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. Coming up, the rise of AI, the year of the strike, and a lesson from a teenager for all of us as we head for 2024, when world news this year continues.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
For many, it's a source of wonder. Others, a source of worry. The use of artificial intelligence exploding this year.
The tech world was abuzz in 2023 with the promise and the peril of artificial intelligence. Tech journalist Clive Thompson says large language models are computer programs trained on human writing.
And learned it so fluently that they can now author their own prose.
And he says while some AI programs have become very sophisticated, they commonly go wrong.
It makes bad decisions, and it's learned stupid patterns or racist patterns or sexist patterns from the data.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
2023 saw some key numbers on the economy going in opposite directions. Inflation slowing down throughout the year as the Fed hiked interest rates. By the end of the year, though, the Fed holding rates steady and, says ABC's Elizabeth Schulze,
investors are hopeful that after 11 rate hikes since March of 2022, the central bank could start cutting rates as soon as next spring. That would be a relief if you're paying off credit card debt or buying a home.
The rising interest rates played havoc with some banks. In March, Silicon Valley Bank, at the time the 16th biggest in the country, failed. ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
The bank failed after customers, mostly tech workers and venture capital-backed companies, began withdrawing their money all at the same time, and that created a run on the bank. Those tech investors have been hit really hard by rising interest rates, and so they were reportedly advised to pull money out of the bank to cover their expenses.
Signature Bank failed just 2 days later, followed by First Republic in May, sending shockwaves through the world's banking system. Credit Suisse, on the verge of collapse, was bought by rival UBS in an emergency deal put together by the Swiss government. This year also saw a whole lot of picket lines.
It was a good year for companies that made picket signs.
Actors on strike!
Hundreds of thousands of workers who belong to several major labor unions walked off the job. In Hollywood, we saw the longest combined strike ever by writers and actors.
If we don't stand tall right now, we are all going to be in trouble.
SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher in a fiery speech in July as the actors went on strike. The writers had already been striking since May. Issues for both included pay in the age of streaming and protection against AI. After striking for months, both unions got a deal, but the industry and workers lost billions.
If we don't get it, shut it down!
In September, the United Auto Workers Union, or UAW, also went on strike. 145,000 employees of Ford, GM, and Stellantis. They fought for and won higher wages and benefits. That strike lasted a month and a half. Also on strike in 2023, nurses, teachers, hotel workers, almost 500,000 Americans in all. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Los Angeles.
At the Supreme Court.
By 6-3 rulings, the Supreme Court struck down race-based admission policies at Harvard and a student loan forgiveness plan that would have given relief to millions. Much of the focus on the court this past year was on the gifts received over the decades by Justice Clarence Thomas, which only became public through investigative journalism. The justices co-signed a new code of conduct, but critics like Aaron Sherb with Common Cause noted it's not binding.
Huge loophole.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The first woman ever to sit on the Supreme Court, Sandra Day O'Connor, one of those we lost this year.
It's hard to be the only woman on the court.
Also passing away, Senator Dianne Feinstein and diplomats Bill Richardson and Henry Kissinger.
There is no country in the world where it is conceivable that a man of my origins could be standing here next to the president of the United States.
And former First Lady Rosalind Carter. The music world lost David Crosby, Tony Bennett, and Harry Belafonte. Jimmy Buffett, and Tina Turner. We said goodbye to Bob Barker.
Have your pets spayed or neutered.
The actor Richard Roundtree. Legendary TV creator Norman Lear. And Friends star Matthew Perry.
I just want to say that I love you. And I'm going to miss you.
Gun violence, again a plague on America. Well over 640 mass shootings this year. The worst of them in late October in Maine, when 18 people were killed in a rampage through the town of Lewiston. Zoe Hutchinson, one of the survivors.
I never thought I'd grow up and get a bullet in my leg, and it's just why do people do this?
The shooter taking his own life, and in Tennessee.
It's very tragic. It's two blocks from our house. It could happen at any school.
That woman living near Covenant School in Nashville, where an attacker killed three young children and three adults before responding police shot and killed him. This year also saw the final end to a murder mystery.
Nearly two decades after Natalie Holloway went missing, Joran Vandersloot, the prime suspect in her 2005 disappearance, now heard in his own words, confessing he killed her.
I decided to take her and to put her into the ocean.
Vandersloot describing what he says happened the night Natalie vanished on a high school graduation trip in Aruba.
ABC's Ariel Reshef. In New York City this past June.
This is a very serious, dangerous situation.
Governor Kathy Hochul, when smoke from wildfires in Canada cast the city in a weird orange pall. Air quality alerts raised all over the country. And around the world, climate change making 2023 the hottest on record.
Global temperatures have increased faster in the past 50 years than any time in the past two millennia. Greenhouse gases are higher today than any time in the last 800,000 years.
ABC's Ginger Z. On fields and courts, big and small, 2023 saw familiar names and some sports history when champions were crowned this year.
The Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 57.
Back to back, man. You do not see this in college football.
But the Georgia Bulldogs bludgeon their way to back to back.
UConn. Men's basketball national champions.
History for LSU. For the first time in school history, the Tigers are women's basketball national champions.
Your 2023 U.S. Open Women's Singles Champion, Coco Gauff.
Jon Rahm wins the Masters.
The Vegas Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup in 2023.
The Texas Rangers, for the first time ever, are World Series champs.
The Denver Nuggets can finally call themselves NBA champions.
The
Archers winning their first PLL title.
Spain wins the World Cup.
And no matter how grim our news can get, the world is also big enough for plenty of stories that just make you smile. Here's ABC's Danny New with the last word on 2023.
The now viral video of dozens of Brooklynites all in line to use an 82-year-old man's telescope.
It was almost like everyone collectively agreed, this is what we're doing now.
Daphne was one of many seeing the band Always at Prospect Park. But afterwards, concertgoers were suddenly drawn to the mysterious amateur astronomer set up in the median of 9th Street.
It was a moment, and it was beautiful.
Within a few days, the video exploded to 5 million views on TikTok with comments like, this is how I wish the world was all the time.
I love to see people's reactions.
Well, as the man of the hour, Joe Del Foss, will tell you, he's not much of a social media guy, but whether in person or online, he just loves spreading his love of science.
And at first they don't see anything. And then you can see this huge smile appear on their face.
It probably wouldn't surprise you to learn Joe was a teacher for many years. But around the early 90s, he bought a telescope and got very into astronomy. And then, around 2004, he started setting up shop every summer to show people things like the planet Saturn, one of the many objects you can actually see with all the light pollution in New York.
Did you, like, cut it off at some point, or did everyone in line get to look through the telescope?
I didn't leave until the line went down to zero.
And while Joe and his telescope rocketed to fame, a dog in Boston became nearly infamous for how his appetite almost got in the way of his best pal's wedding plans.
Chicky is a really well-trained dog. Come. Sit.
No, really, Chicky, short for chicken cutlet, is a well-trained dog. He just wanted to try a new delicacy.
And I looked at Chicky's bed, and I was like, oh, my passport does not belong there.
Yes, Donato Frateroli said his passport. He and his then-fiancé Magda Masri had just gotten back from Boston City Hall. The plan was to get married there and then jet off just days later to Italy for their wedding reception. However, the passport was suddenly looking a little too chewed up to use.
She kind of knew what she did, and all of a sudden she got really cuddly, you know, head on the lap kind of thing.
Oh, she is so guilty.
You jackal girl.
So that's when Magda got to work, contacting the offices of Massachusetts Congressman Steve Lynch and Senator Ed Markey, both helpful and just in time, Donato getting his replacement passport. And if getting a replacement passport in a matter of days isn't proof enough that anything is possible, you should really meet the 17-year-old that has changed so many minds.
Oh, what a great little ground ball just past the short second baseman.
The voice of a young broadcaster who cannot see the game.
I'm reacting to what I hear.
But who knows more about sports than anyone I've ever met.
Alan, who's North Dakota State's mascot?
The Bison.
Ah! Now high school senior, Alan Wiley was born without sight due to a genetic disorder. However, his mom, Kim Wiley, says that did not stop him from becoming very passionate early in life, starting with a Cleveland Guardians broadcast when he was 2 years old.
He's got his hand on the radio that was on the kitchen counter, and he's just standing there listening to it.
A swing and a high fly!
His hero became Guardians play-by-play broadcaster Tom Hamilton, whom he has met and studied.
I want to be either a sports talk show host and or a color commentator.
That's already the fourth hit today for Lake County.
And this past summer, Alan finally received his call up to the pros.
You got Fox, you got DeLauder, you got Watson.
Thanks to an organization called the Cleveland Sight Center, Alan got to be the color commentator for the Cleveland Guardians minor league team, the Lake County Captains, for a handful of games, and he crushed it.
It went over really, really well.
Had a good record.
You had a very good record. They were, what, six and one.
Now with some professional experience under his belt, Alan will soon go off to college, ready to participate in student media and show them what he can do.
You know, I want to be a voice for a lot of people with special needs.
Because for Alan, this is not just about sports.
What I want to tell a lot of people when you meet people with special needs and disabilities, just give us a shot.
And that may be the best mantra for us to remember as we head into 2024, giving everyone a shot. Danny New, ABC News, New York.
And those are the people and events that made World News this year. World News this year was written and produced by Rob Hawley. I'm Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, New York.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer.
We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.